From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, on a visit to Ukraine on Thursday, said Washington would keep up pressure on Russia over what he calls its aggressive behavior, and he signaled his personal support for providing weapons to Kiev. Mattis said Russia hasn't abided by the Minsk ceasefire agreement meant to end the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine, and that the U.S. will maintain sanctions on Moscow.
The U.S. and our allies will continue to press Russia to honor its Minsk commitments, and our sanctions will remain in place until Moscow reverses the actions that triggered them. As President Trump has made clear, the United States remains committed to diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Mattis's visit, timed for Ukrainian Independence Day, is the second high-profile show of U.S. support in as many months after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson came to Kiev in July. Ukraine has counted on U.S. support against Russia since a pro-Western government took power following street protests in 2014 when the Kremlin-backed president fled the country. U.S. weather forecasters say Tropical Storm Harvey has strengthened to a hurricane as it moves through the Gulf of Mexico on a path toward the U.S. state of Texas. Harvey is expected to intensify to a Category 3 storm with winds of at least 178 kilometers per hour when it makes landfall late Friday or early Saturday. It could have a total rainfall in some parts of the state that reach 64 centimeters. Weather forecasters also warned that life-threatening flooding could be expected, along with storm surges. You're listening to VOA.